Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi, daf brachas, daf peites. Peites, we're moving right along, only a couple of daf left to our first mesechta in Yerushalmi. Today's shir is sponsored, the mesechta shir is sponsored by the Elman family from Baltimore, Maryland, Le'ili Nishmas, Rabbi Yehuda, Bar Bichil Michal Fegelman, Bunya Bas Reb Chaim Asher Fegelman, Rabbi Gershon Lipa, Bar Leib Azriel Rubin, and Basha Bas Reb Benjamin Rubin, Aleihem Hashalom. So we are into the perek regarding various brachas, but there is a much agadata as we have in this perek. We haven't had that in a couple, most of the prakim of the 6th, the 7th, and the 8th were mostly halachic, and here we get into agadas. We're in the middle of a conversation between Eliyahu HaNavi and Reb Nehurai. The fact that Eliyahu HaNavi is discussing halachos, semi-halachos, that itself is a big discussion. Could we learn halacha from Eliyahu? Lo bashamayim hi. The Maratzchayis in Brachas on Dav Gimel says, well, when Eliyahu becomes one of the Chachmi HaMasora, comes back in his body, so to speak, so then we can learn from him. If it's from heaven, so then it's lo bashamayim. That relates to a Chassam Sofer that we have mentioned in the past, this Chassam Sofer in Chelek Vav, where he writes that sometimes Eliyahu HaNavi comes down in his Simen Sadiches. Sometimes he comes down in his body, sometimes not in his body. The Gemara in Erevin that talks about learning Tchumin from Eliyahu HaNavi. So he says, Avalemes Yoradarko, Kimi Olam Lo Ol Eliyahu Begufo Lamala Miyutfachim, Ach Nifreda Nishmaso Migufo Sham, Vanishama Oleo Mishamish Lamala Bin Malachi Ashores. On the day that we're waiting for, his neshama will go back into his guf, and he'll be one of the Chachmi and Nevi Yisrael, who musmach mirabo, achia shiloni. And whenever he appears in this world, it's melubash begufo hazach. But when he comes to a brismila, when he comes to the seder, that's in his neshama. And that's how he could be in many different places at many different times. So there are two ways that Eliyahu HaNavi shows himself in this world. So here he's talking to Rebbe Nehurai, and he asks, right? He asks Rebbe Nehurai, why are there zvot? Interesting, Eliyahu HaNavi is asking Rebbe Nehurai, who's on earth, and why are there earthquakes? He says, because of the sin of Shumas and Maestras. So Amalei, Eliyahu HaNavi now answers on the top of our daf peites, Bini chayecha kachi svar demilsa. That makes sense. It makes sense that the earthquake comes because of the avon of Trumas and Maestras. The Rav Kamen Knievsky adds, it's a sin of a mitzvah hatluya ba'aretz, and therefore the aretz itself is punishing. Shehein mitzvah hatluyas ba'aretz ukedrashas binamek ros. But, says Eliyahu HaNavi, but there's deeper ideas here about earthquakes, right? Berachaim Kedievsky, la mito shel davar eino kach. That's not the ultimate reason, but the following. And the Gemara gives a couple of suggestions for the ultimate reason. Ella b'shash Hakadosh Baruch Hu mabit b'bati titzrayos u'b'bati karkasios. When Hakadosh Baruch Hu looks at the theaters and the circuses and the places where the Umos Ha'olam get drunk, Beis Mishto Shalem, says the Haredim, Yoshvos Betach Vishan and Vishalva, and they're relaxing, or Beis Mikdash Ha'arev, their houses are full and robust and built, and the Beis Mikdash is broken and destroyed. Hu Afilon La'olam, Hashem wants to La'achriva, wants to destroy the world, because he's like, where's my house? They're celebrating in their house, where's my house? Hadu Dechsiv Sha'og Yish'ag Al Naveyu. He roars out like a lion, Al Naveyu, Bishvil Naveyu, because of Naveyu, for his abode, right? We say in Az Yashir, Zek Keliva Anveyu. So one of the Peshatim that Rashi brings is Vaveyu, that's the Lashon of the Beis HaMikdash. That's number one reason. Besides the reason of Trumas and Maestras, maybe the reason of Kadosh Baruch Hu is upset that he doesn't have a Beis HaMikdash. Amar of Acha, Ba'avon Mishkav Zachar. Maybe it's because of the homosexual act. Ba'avon Mishkav Zachar. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ata Zizata Evarecha Al Davar She'eino Shacha. You made your limbs shake on something that's not yours, meaning there was an illicit relation between a man and a man, and there was a shaking of the Evarim. So Chayecha, Shanim is So I'm going to shake the world. You got your body shaking to do something inappropriate. So I will shake my world. Al oso ha'ish, because of what that man did. V'rabanan Amri, third, mipnei ha'machlokes. Because of the machlokes, because of inner fighting amongst Jews. As the Pasuk says, v'nastim gei hare, they'll run away. Ki agi gei harim el atzal, they'll come all the way out, right, this is a pasuk by Uzziah, but Uzziah wanted, the king of Yehuda, wanted to bring the Ketores, and he ended up getting Tsaras, right, and that's what the pasuk is referring to. Just as finished, then we'll make a comment about that. Reb Shmuel does not think, this is Reb Shmuel, interesting, not Shmuel, the doctor, must be a different Tana, a Rebbe Shmuel. In the side it says Reb Shmuel Bar Yitzchak or Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. But again, it's not the Shmuel that we have, because the Shmuel that we know of in Ravin Shmuel, he did not get Smicha. It wasn't Reb. So Ein Rash, he thinks that Rash in the previous, which the previous Tana Darshan to mean earthquake, does not mean earthquake, but rather it means in Rash al-Hefzik Malchus. It means the end of a Malchus. That's what the earthquake signifies, the end, the switching of a rain. Kamoda atamar vatir'ash ha'aretz vatachol. Like it says, that there was a shaking of the earth. Mipnei ma, ki kama bavel machshavos Hashem. Because Bavel's reign was ending. So when Bavel's reign was ending, there were shooks. So too the previous pasuk when Uzziah's reign was ending. But it's not because of an of the earthquake, but it was just Hefzig Malchus. It wasn't because of the sin. That's the shita that's quoted here in the that's how most of the Mefarshim learn that it's for a different reason, right? The Rosh Silio says Uzia Hefzig b'machlokuso shel Korach lito keser kahuna, right? And that's what caused that Ra'ash, and the second day it says it means Hefzik Malchus, not Dafka, an earthquake. The fact that this third opinion of Machlokes, right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it comes to national issues, he's more upset, Kaviyachol, about the Bein Adam Lachadero, more than the Bein Adam Lamakom. The Meshech Chachma points this out in Parshas Beshalach, on the Pasuk of Bahamayim Lehem Choma, and he quotes the Yerushalmi in Meseches Peah, that's coming up in the first parak of Meseches Peah, his boni medarki HaTorah, says the Meshech Chachma. Nira, if you look at the ways of the Torah, Nira, it appears, Kiva Mitzvahs Maasios, Kigona Vodazara, Va'arayos, Yishkaris Veskila, Vesharmisos Vamalkos. There's all different punishments for those Averos. Lo Kibini Musios, but what we would call the Bein Adam Lachaveros, Umidos, kamo machlokas, lashon hara, rechivos, gezel, ein bo malchus. There's no punishments for those. Tavi lav anitan latashlumin, o tavi lav she ein bo maisa. By all of the averos, by adam achavero, there's really no punishment because they're for various technical reasons. Ulam zed dafka biyachad ha'osa. That's only for individuals. Avol mat tzibur nishchasin. But if the whole tzibur is doing something wrong, bazem matzav lehefich. Says the Meshech Chachma, we have the opposite. The Yerushalmi Peah tells us, Doro shal David kulam tzadikim hayu. The door of David studied Torah. V'al yidei shayu b'yam diltorin. But because they were Diltorin, they told on each other, and they were Mosrim, they lost the battles. Avodoro shal achav, ov de avod zara hayu, they're terrible. V'yaladesh lo hayu b'yam Diltorin, hayu yordam l'mulchama u'manatzchim. But because they didn't have Diltorin, people who told, you know, ratted on each other, then they were successful in battle. Shema tzibur nishchasin b'avod zara v'arayas. If the tzibur is mushchas, and avod zara, Hashem stays. Hashochin itam b'sof tumasam. Aval, b'ni Moses amidos, when parents are trying to get the kids to behave. So if the kids start fighting with each other so bad, the parents have to walk out. I can't stay here. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu the same way. He has to remove the Shechina. Right? And that's why the Mikdash Rishon was for the big three Averis. That was only 70 years. But the second Mikdash, right, Sinas Chinam, we're still suffering from that today. And as well, the Egel versus the Meraglim. Matzanu shala Egel shaya chait b'avodah zara machal HaKadosh Baruch Hu nisratzalem. The chait avodah zara, it was the actual avodah zara or smacked of avodah zara, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mochel. Aval ha-meraglim shaya lashon hara v'kfiyas tova, it was in the world of Midos, lo machal lohem v'nigzar b'amidbar hazeh yitamu. And therefore, he says that this is, again, other sources. Also, he ends off this piece. Yitan Hashem Yisbarach Shebnei Yisrael Yeshuvu L'Hashem Mitoch Harvacha Amen. Very unusual for the Meshech Chachma to end off with a tefillah. But that's the Meshech Chachma that's here, Mipnei HaMachlokes, the third suggestion, or the fourth suggestion, why the earthquakes occur. Says the Gemara. Once we have one conversation between Elio and Rebbe Norai, let's have another one. Elio zachor latov shal Rebbe Norai mibnei ma barak adish baruch hu shkatzim urmasim ba'olamo. Why does Hashem create creepy crawlies and insects and various shratzim? So, amar lo lesarach nivru. They're there for a reason. They're there for a reason, right? Everything is there for a reason. Remember, David HaMelech, also the Medrash, what's the spider for? It's there for a reason, and it saved him with Shaul. But Lasarach Nevru, what's the Sharach here? B'shasha Abrios Chotin, when people sin, who Mabit Ben Hashem looks at them, Ba'omer, he looks at the Shkatzim and Ramasim. Ba'omer, he says, Ma Eilu Shein Bo'en Sorach, Harini Makaimon, these don't have so much of a need. They obviously don't have some type of a need, but they don't have so much of a need in the world, and yet I Makaim them, I keep them alive. Eilu Sheish Bo'en Sorach, the people have more of it, Sorach, Lo Kol Shekein, surely, they should be kept alive. So Hashem does a kav chomer from the Shkatzim or Matzim. Next time we see Shkatzim or Matzim, we should thank them. Amar Lei, so that's what Rabbi Nuri told Eliyahu Navi. And Eliyahu says, there's another idea. Od hein yesh bem sarach. They are with sarach. You shouldn't say ein bem sarach. They are with sarach. Every insect out there is a remedy, is some type of medicine for an illness. Zvuv litzira. A zvuv, a fly, is used to crush and put on a bee sting. Says the or a hornet, right? Lamisha akzo tsira, says the Pnei Moshe. Kotesh zvuv, you crush a zvuv, umanicha love, you put it on there. Pishpe, some type of bed bug. These are the pishpeshim that we know from Hilchas Nida. La aluksa, that's for leeches. If somebody swallowed a leech, the Pnei Moshe says his refuah is to crush up this pishpe and put it in water, and that somehow gets out the leak. Nachash lechafifis. A nachash, a snake, is good for a chafifis, some type of boil. A min shrin, says the Pnei Moshe. You crush up the nachash and you put it on there. Shachlun, a slug. Lechazazis, some type of sore on the hand or on the leg. Samamis, spider. Laakrav, is good for a scorpion bite. Either way, Eliyahu HaNavi says, everything in the world has a purpose. Remember the Mishnah in Perkei Avos. She'en lecha adam, she'en lo shav, ve'en lecha adam, she'en lo makom. So everybody has a moment and has a purpose, and everything in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a perfect system. We continue. Rabbi Yirmi ala Brakim. So the Mishnah said, on Brakim, Ra'amim, Ruchos, one says, Shekochu Gvroso, Malei, Olam. How often? Rabbi Yirmi, Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Shem, Rav Chazdai. Dayo pamachas b'chol yom. B'chol yom. Once a day. Once a day, says Rabbi Yirmiya and Rabbi Zeir. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Mana Kayamim. What's the case that you're talking about? It's only once a day. Im bitordin, if it's a case where the clouds are there and they never dissipated, the Haredim says Shlonis Pazra of Ben Tayim, if the clouds are all there, it's basically still the same storm, Tayapamachas Bayom, then we understand. It's once a day. Im bimafsikin, but if the clouds dissipated and there came out blue sky in the middle, now this is a new storm, Mavarcha Kalachas Pachas, then you have to make a bracha. Each one, there's a separation. Whenever there's a separation, an interruption, so then you make a new one. Chaylid Rabbi Yossi bin Hadah. And we support that sheet of Rabbi Yossi from the following b'raisa. Hayayoshi b'chanuso shabasam kolayom. If somebody's sitting in a store of spices all day, or perfumes, and with bracha lachas, you make one bracha, because of b'raim b'nei b'samim. Avalim haya nichnas v'yosei, if you went out and came back in, not right away, but you had a little time outside, b'vracha kopam v'pam, then you make a bracha on each time, so you see, whenever there's a hefsik, you make a new bracha. So therefore, we're comparing birchas hanehenin to birchas shevach, right? We are comparing that in this case, right? Relating to this, Birchas Hanen and Birchas Shevach, what about Birchas HaMitzvah? So what about the same thing? Lulav, if you pick up a lulav a separate time, put on tefillin with a separate time, so maybe you have to make a new bracha if you put tefillin on again separately. What about Torah? Torah not. Torah is an exception. Torah, even with an interruption, there's no new bracha because it's not an interruption. That's the Tosfos that we like to quote in Brachas and Avyud Aleph Amid Beis, where Tosfos discusses why is Torah different than Sukkah? Why is it that Maishnami Sukkah, Shitzorach Lavarach, I'll call Su'uda V'Su'uda, Leshe Basukkah, while Torah not, V'yesh Lomar, Tosfos is beautiful words, the shiny Torah, She'eno Miyaish Daito, to call Shah Adam Mechuyav Lomod, Torah is different that you're not Miyaish Daito, you don't let it go out of your mind, because you're always chayav to learn, D'chsivi, Gisa Bayom Avalayla, V'habi Kemo Yoshev Kalayom, below Hefsik. It's not called a Hefsik. It's not an interruption when it comes to Torah. So what does this mean? So some say it means, well, there's always halachas that are connected. The Divrei Chamudos, Adam Mefarshim on the bottom of the Rosh say that, well, there's always halachas that one has to have in one's head. So therefore, there's constantly kind of like always Torah there. So therefore, that's why it's not a hefsik. Others, Rav Salvechik, we've quoted in the past, said that maybe there's two types of awarenesses. What he called latent awareness and acute awareness. Acute awareness is when the children are home, the mother knows that they're home. The children go to school, the mother's not focusing on them
acutely right now, but latently in the back of one's mind, in the mother's mind, the children are always there. Latent awareness. It's the same thing with Torah. When we're learning something, right now we're learning brachas, Yerushalmi, Daf Pei Tes, that's our acute awareness. Other mesechtes that we might have done in the past, that's in our latent awareness. At a siyum, we say hadron alach. That means we're going to come back to you. We're just switching the compartments from the acute to latent. But hopefully we'll come back. But either way, there's not a hefsik, and therefore you would not make a separate bracha for Yotzei v'Nichnas. Different than Birchas HaMitzvah, different than Birchas HaNenin, and different than Birchas Shevach, as we see in our case. So let's continue. Asa Amar of Acha, Reb Chanina b'Shem Reb Yossi, when they came, they said, Im b'tor din, same thing, Dayi b'pam achas b'yom. If the clouds are still there, there's no hefsik at once. Im b'obim ha'psikin, mabarach al achas b'achas. If there's a break in the middle, then it's fine. Says the Gemara, fascinating case. It happens sometimes. Somebody's sitting in the bathroom and then they hear thunder or see lightning or they hear a bracha from the outside or you hear baruch. What do you do? You're in a bathroom or a spikraya. That's some type of room that you can't make a bracha. What is it? If you look in the Pnei Moshe, it's a room that has a lot of different kalim in it. Your kalim in it, and some of them might be dirty. Some of them might be a bedpan, right, that has meraglayim on it, right? So it's a room that you can't make a bracha in. If you look in the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he says the Beis HaMerachatz. Either way, it's a room that you can't make a bracha in. If you could get out within Toka the Dibur of the thunder and the lightning, etc., then you should go out and make the bracha. Because if it's not, then it's too much of a hefsek. If you can't get out quickly enough, lo yetze, don't go out because you're not going to be able to make the bracha anyway. The Magen Avraham points out in Reish Chav Zayin, Siv Beis, where this is quoted. This is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. What are you supposed to do if you're in the bathroom? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Reish Chav Zayin, Hayoshe v'beisakise, v'shama kol ramo ra'abarak, im yachal atzesu l'varech, toch kidei dibor yetze, v'im lav lo yetze. If you can get out, toch the dibor, great. If not, not. Says the Magen Avraham, if you're in the middle of going to the bathroom and you run out, you're still not going to be able to make the bracha because you don't wash your hands. So it must be a case, ukegon shalom naga adayin v'akam atinofas. Maybe you didn't go to the bathroom yet. You're about to go to the bathroom, but then you see it, then you could run out. V'lo asa tzracha v'adayin. You didn't touch a dirty place. You didn't go to the bathroom yet. Oshe yachol litol yadav, or you could be notol yadav within toka de dibur. That's kind of fast. But that's what the Magen Avraham says. The Aruch HaShulchan says maybe it just means that you went into the bathroom, but not to go to the bathroom. Right, that doesn't sound that way. He admits from the Gemara, but maybe that's what it means. Vine, he quotes this Yerushalmi. He says, "Vine zeu kamat mina nimnaos to get out within Toka de Dibur." Umishkachas la below us at Rachov, below Naga b'makom tinofes umayim lefanov. That's the Magen Avraham. When he has daiti ain kavanas Yerushalmi shenichnas lasos Rachov. You didn't go in to go to the bathroom. El shenichnas la ezadaver. You just went in for some other reason. Ubazeha ofan yacholasis Toka de Dibur. You can go out right away. He agrees. It doesn't sound that way from the language of the Yerushalmi, but this is what he suggests. That's the Aruch HaShulchan, the Magen Avraham, and the Halacha Lamaisa. We continue. What happened in this case? Somebody's in their house naked. And they don't have time, and so thunder and lightning. Maushiasa beso kamo malbush. His house could be considered clothing. Viyotzi rosho chutz lachalom vivarach. He put his head outside the window, says, kilu he's dressed, the rest of his body. Could he do that? Or, hayoshiv migdal arum. Same kind of thing. He's in like some kind of aron, some kind of a box. Migdal, a tower. Maushiasa lo kimin malbush. Could the tower, maybe it's a little smaller, so even if you want to say the house is not good enough, maybe this is big enough. O kimin malbush. Viyotzi rosho chutz lachalom vivarach. Does that work? That is an unanswered question. What exactly is the question? So the Rush in Maseches Brachos quotes this Yerushalmi and says, the Yerushalmi is wondering whether we hold Libo Roa Esva Erva is a problem or not. That's the Ibaya of the Yerushalmi. Misafkale, after the Rush quotes the Yerushalmi in Simen Yud Gimel in our Perek, Im Libo Roa Erva Aser Mutter. But says the Rush, we already learned in the third Perek that it is Aser. Right, libo, you have to have a hefsik between one's heart and one's erva. You need a belt, you need some type of elastic. But if one doesn't have one, that's a problem. So even if you stick your head out of the house, it's not going to be good enough. Ala rucho smo omer. What about on winds? Omer bracha kocho graso kocho male olam. One says this bracha that the winds shekocho u givuraso. That's the other girsa that's quoted male olam, like what we say on thunder. Masnisa b'she'bo'in b'zaf. This is only by real, rough winds. If it's nice, soft winds, Omer, but it's unusual. It's not harsh winds, but soft winds, Omer, Baruchos Zebraishas, so then one can make Baruchos Zebraishas and not Kocho Malayola. Amr Yeshua ben Chananya, B'shasha Ruach Yotzei La'olam. Once we're talking about winds, let's say Agadata about winds. But Hashem brings wind to the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mishabro, Baharim Umarash Lo Bikvos. Hashem doesn't want the wind to destroy the world, so he kind of cuts the power of the wind with his mountains and with his small hills. V'yomer lo, and he says to the wind, Tendai Techash Lo Tazik Bir Yosai, don't damage my creations. Matam, what's the source? Ki Ruach Milfanai Ya'atof. Right, the Pasuk that is said in Yeshayo, the wind before me, Ya'atof. What's Ya'atof? It could be Lashon HaMishal Hilei, weakened, weakened. The Haredim quotes the Unkelus from Esav, V'hu Ayef, V'hu Mishalhi. It's weakened. Kamodat Amar, B'his Atef Alai Ruchis. Therefore you see, when the wind gets weakened upon me. Kol Kach Lama, why is it so important to have the wind spoken to and limited? Reb Chuna b'shem Reb Acha u'neshamos ani asisi b'shvil neshamos asisi. I made these neshamos. That's a continuation of the pasuk. Therefore, I need the wind to be lessened in order not to destroy the world and the brios. Amar Reb Chuna b'shlosha mekomot yatzar ruach shlo b'mishkal. Three times in history, the wind went out of control. The wind went out of control. Says Ubikesh Lahakravis Olam Kulo, and it wanted to destroy the whole world. When were the three unusual winds? Achas bime Yona, the Achas bime Eliyahu, the Achas bime Iov. Three times in Tanakh there was winds that were out of control that were going to destroy. We know these stories. Bime Yona, we know Yona in the boat. Vashem Hitil Ruach Gedola. Hashem put a huge wind on the boat, and the boat was almost capsized. And that's the whole story of Yona before and when he got thrown overboard by the other people on the boat. Amazing stories of Yona. Feel free to listen to the Navi Shiurim on the OU website about Yona. Bime Iov, the beginning of Iov, when the Satan says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, Iov, yeah, he's a great Obed Hashem, but it's because you don't test him. So what happens? So the Satan is allowed to bring a huge wind that kills out all of the livestock. Iov is a very rich man, but everything was killed, and his children seemed to be killed also. Vine Ruach Gedola Ba Me'ever Hamid Bar Gomer. So the days of Yonah, the days of Eov, and Bime Eliyahu Minayin. Where do you know Eliyahu? Pine Hashem Over Veruach Gedola Chazak Mifarek Harim. The wind comes and destroys everything in its path. So that's the first day. Rav Huna says these are the three times the wind was out of control. Am Rav Yudin Bar Shalom. Right, interesting. Shalom is a name here. So the Shinin Ischo says maybe it's Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael. But Shalom is a name, right? The Mishnah Brura. We discussed this, I think, earlier in the Masechta a couple of months ago, right? The Mishnah Brura, the name of the Tshuva of the Radvaz, the Mishnah Brura in Simin Peidalid. Simin Peidalid discusses about saying Shalom Aleichem. We were just talking about it in the bathroom. So the Mishnah Brura says in the inner room. I spoke about the inner room, the outer room. There used to be three rooms. So in the inner room, you can't give Shalom Aleichem. Aser Sheila Shalom, says the Mishnah Brura there in Simin Peidalid. The Adam Sheshmo Shalom, Yesh Osrim Beber Samerchas Likrosa Bishmo, Ela Balashan Laz. You shouldn't call him by his name in the bathroom because it's one of the Shemos of Hashem. The Yesh Matirin and others say, the Taz said is okay because you're not talking about Shem Hashem here. Kivan Sheino Miskavin Al Inyan Shalom, Ela Skorash Mosh Loso Adam. If you say Shalom Aleichem, so that's invoking the name of Hashem. Right, but that shouldn't be done. But the name Shalom is not. Umidivrei Sofrim Halachach Rameko V'Cheinog, and the Mishnah Berurah says one can be Noeg. Lakula. Uv'Yirei Shamayim Yesh Lo V'Hachmir. Yan Ki Harbim Me'Achronim Ostrim. But, you know, some Achronim say it's Asur, so therefore you shouldn't say, you should say Shalom. Shalom. Right, he says, V'Yivla Hamem V'Yomar Rak Shalom B'Lo Mem O Shalom B'Nun. V'Gan B'Geres HaRashus. Nachon shlo lichtov shalom rak im vav, rak shalem without the vav, shematzli lizrok ba'ashpasos, because people throw out these letters, and if it's a Shem Hashem, it would need geniza. So says the, whoever this is, Rabbi Yudan Bar Shalom, Rabbi Yudan Bar Yishmael, Neymar, he says, no, I argue, it's not three times they were out of control, only once, because two of them were not throughout the world. Neymar oso shal Eov bishvilo haya. The one from Eov was just for Eov. Vishal Yonah bishvilo haya. The one for Yonah was just for Yonah. It was only that boat. It was only Eov. The Eimlecha Ela shal Eliyahu. Only the one that Eliyahu shahaya kuzmikon. That was universal. That was for the world. V'hinei Hashem over v'gomer v'yachar kach rash v'yachar rash eish lo ba'eish Hashem. And until he finds the small kol demama daka at the ends, and that's where he finds HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So machlokas whether the other two were out of control and they're counted. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Haroas Hayama Gadol, Omer Baruch Sha'asas Hayama Gadol. Remember, we had a machlokas in the last daf whether Yama Gadol is the Mediterranean, the Shulchan Aruch, or the Okeanos, the ocean, that's the Rush, and other Achronim. Bizmacharei Leprakim, as long as you see it only Leprakim. Kamahu Perek, how often? Echar Lishloshim Yom. Once every 30 days. Not more than that. If someone sees it within 30 days, you don't make a new bracha. More than 30 days, you make a new bracha. The Magen Avraham wonders if it, does it count? Is it ad va'ad bechlal? Like the day you see it, does that count as day one? He assumes not. It means a full 30 in between. A full 30 in between. That's the Magen Avraham in Reish Yud Ches. Shimon Kamatria, Shal Reb Chiya Barba. Shimon Kamatria. What's a Kamatria? The Ras Sirlio says he was a carpenter. Shia Oge Ose Argazim V'Tevos Nos. Right, he worked. He was a carpenter. Shimon Kamatria, Shalor Reb Chiya Bar Abba, begin to anachamar. I'm a donkey driver. V'salach li Yerushalayim b'chol shana. I go to Yerushalayim every year. Every year I'm in Yerushalayim. Ma'u shenikra. So do I, or the other gear says sha'a. Maybe shana is like, what do you mean shana? Once a year? Of course. Maybe b'chol sha'a. I'm always there. Ma'u shenikra. Should I tear kriya? Because we know we tear kriya on Yerushalayim. Amar Lei, he says, in betok shloshim yom yata tzarach likroa. La'achar shloshim yom tzarachata likroa. Right, it depends on that. So we know generally we are minhag. We do not tear on seeing Yerushalayim bizman hazeh. Right, it could be Rav Shair Dublitsky says that maybe because now that since 1967 at least it's under the whole Yerushalayim is really under Jewish rule, so it's not considered b'churbana. Right, that's based on the Magen Avram. Right, that umos moshlim is the definition of churbana. So that could be that Yerushalayim is not considered b'churbana for that halacha. It's for sure the minog is not to tear, but makam hamigdash. Makam HaMikdash is obviously a chiyuv that one has to tear on. Right, lachadchila. Right, the question is, many people are mako for various reasons when they go when they're you don't say tachnun. The minug, many people don't tear. Shabbos and Yantiv obviously don't tear. Chol HaMoed, the minug is to be mako. Some go erev Shabbos and Yantiv. So there's a big discussion in the poskim. Rav Nevenzal quotes that the minog is whenever there's no tachnun, there's no chiyuv kriya. It's a major kula. And Rav Shlomo Zalman says he knew there was no source for it. But he says that's the minhag. But he himself thought Rosh Hashanah was machmir to always make sure to see the kotel within every 30 days. Some switch shirts with a friend, that doesn't really work according to the poskim. But Rosh Hashanah Zalman says, maybe the point is that you have to, if you could have gone to the Har HaBayis within 30 days and you didn't, that shows it doesn't bother you so much. And maybe that's part of the mechayiv of tearing, is the feeling and the recognition of what you're missing. Okay, so that's one statement of Rabbi Shimon Kamatria. So now we have another statement. Rav Chuna, Rav Shimon Kamatria, B'shem Rav Shul Bar Nachman, Yonatan ben Gershon ben Menashe, Moshe's grandson. It's mentioned in Sefer Shoftim that he was a semi-Ovid of Avodah Zarah. So Nun Talu, if you look at the word Menashe, the Nun is raised. So you can read it Menashe, or you can read it as Moshe, if you take out the Nun. Im Zacha, if he would have done Shuva, ben Moshe, he would be considered ben Moshe. V'im Lav, ben Menashe. But if not, he would be considered ben Menashe, right? The Menashe HaMelech related to him, not biologically, but theologically. How is he an Ovid of Avodah Zarah? He served Avodah Zarah and he had a long life. Because he didn't really believe in it, and he tried to get people not l'shem shamayim, but he minimized the Avodah Zarah that he was involved with. What he used to do, Havi Barnash, Asalim Mikrave, people used to come and want to bring a carbon to the Avodah Zarah. Tar o imar o gedil Avodah Zarah, a bird or a goat, v'amarle, paisi alai. And he used to say to them, you know, appease the Avodah Zarah for me with this animal. V'amarle, mazu mo'ilu l'cha. What's it going to help you? And he says, lo roev, lo shamas, lo cheles, lo shoset. The idol doesn't see or hear or eat or drink. Lo mitiv of lo maria, lo medaberes. This idol has no powers. What are you giving it such a present for? Amar lechayecho, ma nevid. Okay, I hear you. What should we do? I want to give something. V'yamar le, azul avid v'ais lichad punach tinach tesolas. Get me a little dish of flour. V'askin iloi eser bayin. Put 10 eggs on it. V'askin kumi. And put it in front of the idol. And they used to do that. And then after they left, v'huacha mikol madasi, and he used to eat it. V'ana mefayis le'aloch. And I'll be mefayis the idol. So therefore, because he minimized the karbanos that were brought, so that's why he had a long life. I'm sorry. I read it wrong. The idol will eat what you bring. And I'll put in a good word. And once the person left, then he used to eat it himself. One time there was a certain individual that came, right? A smart individual. The Haredim says, he told him exactly what he always used to say. If you're so smart and you say it can't eat, it can't drink, it can't see, so why are you here? Why do you work for it? I have to make a living. He didn't really believe in it, but he had to make a living. He loved money. When David HaMelech came to power, he went to bring him. You're Moshe's grandson. What are you doing? I have a mesorah from my family. You know, it's better to sell yourself for avodah zarah rather than, you know, have to live off people's staka. Amarle says, David, you got it wrong. Chas v'shalom. Lo amar kein, you missed it. Ela machar atzamchal avodah shehi zarah lach. Do an avodah that you're not used to, meaning if butcher or a carpenter, do an avodah that you're not used to. V'al tetzarech labrios. And don't require tzedaka, but don't think that it's avodah zara. Kivin shara David kachshu oev mamon. So what did David see? He saw. He was trying to get him to do tshuva. What did he do? He saw. He loved money. He said, "Me do kumus al tizbaria shalom." He put him as one of the heads of the treasury. That's right. The Rambam says you have to be in the same place to be able to do tshuva. So he put him in charge of the money. Hado dechsev, and that's what it even says in the pasuk. Shvuel Shvuel ben Gershom ben Moshe. When you have Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, which often has different names than we had in the rest of Tanakh, Nagid al Ha'otzaro. So we darshan Shvuel, right? That's the son. We don't assume Gershom had a Deshav El Kel B'chol Ibo B'chol Kocho. He did Shuva. Nagid al Ha'otzaros Sheminu al Tizboria Shalom. He put him in charge of his treasuries. Masivin L'Rav Shmuel Bar Yim Nachman Paksiv Ad Yom Galus Haaretz. But it said he was an Ovid of Zara until the end. Amar Lon Kiman Shemez David. Amad Shlomo. No, once David died, Shlomo came along. V'chilev san kalitin shelo, and he switched all of his officers. V'chazal kukulu arishon, and once he did that, he went back to his evil ways. Hadohu dechsiv, v'navi echad zakin yosheba beisel v'gomer amrin hu have. That's him. That's the same person, and therefore he went back to his evil ways, but he had a middle time of tshuva in the middle with David HaMelech, but he did not end that way. Okay, we'll have to stop here with the Haro HaSachama. Hashem will pick up with this next time.